Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Kirk Muspratt, music director and conductor of the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra. And Kirk, we're going to talk about our 78th season today, right?
We are.
And it's open. It's starting soon. It starts on September. Now that there are two performances of the first concert, I get confused. But it's the 19th.
19 and 20, yeah.
Okay, good.
Thursday and Friday night.
Oh, that's easy to remember, actually, the 19 and 20, and it's our 2019-20 season.
There you go.
How about that? All right, so all of our concerts this year are going to be performed at Living Hope Church.
Yeah.
One home, one symphony. One symphony, one home.
And very central on Taft Street there.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You're opening with what? Tell us about the opening concert.
Yeah, the opening concert is a tribute to John Williams, because this year marks the 60th anniversary of John Williams writing his first music for film.
Wow.
And I think that's an astonishing accomplishment, and what he has given us with the beauty of his music, especially for all these films, is astonishing. It's absolutely astonishing.
So what was the first one, Kirk?
It was, well, in 20, it was, actually, John's really funny. He got hired to do a travelogue for the province of Newfoundland.
Oh.
To show the beauties of Newfoundland and why you'd want to take your summer vacation there.
Oh.
And it's really funny to listen to it, because it sounds like Hanson and Copeland, and, it's not anything like, but it was his first film. Like, it's all yours. You're not writing for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
It's all yours, John. So, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And
what was his first big, the thing that really put him on the map?
I think one of the things that put him on the map was The Cowboys. When he did that movie for The Cowboys, I think everybody recognized, like, look, we can give this guy major projects now. And so that's in the 1970s. And, of course, now it's 2020 now. So that's, it took him a little while. But, and he did lots of writing for, the Flintstones and Gilligan Island and, Lost in Space. And he would do little episodes, like they'd give him opuses number 7 and number 14 and number 21 and just say, John, write the extra music for these. So he got lots of experience in Hollywood writing for the big guys.
You know, it's really amazing to me the amount of music that has been written for the film and television industries.
Yeah. When you think, if you got hired to do I Dream of Jeannie for a whole year and do all those little things where Jeannie walks out to the car for 15 seconds and makes the car disappear, but you have to write just perfectly the 15 seconds and make it work,
right?
And you only have a week to do it because it's next week. Those guys are amazingly talented.
They are, and productive.
Oh, yeah.
So the big hits will all be included in this tribute, I assume.
All of your favorites, John, I'm hoping, and everybody else's. So, for instance, the Cowboys Overture is on there, which is always a favorite, and that's an early one. But if you want to be scared, we have Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to think a little bigger animal, we have Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to think outer space, we have E.T. and Star Wars, And if you want the heroes, we have Superman and lots of Harry Potter. The Patriot is on there. Superman, and Schindler's List. So,
beautiful.
The variety of music from Jaws to Schindler's List is out of this world that he can do all of this. I think it's going to be a great concert. I think we're going to sell both of them out.
And we're going to have video enhancements to the concert?
I'll put a few videos in between things and hopefully just give them a little background about John Williams. Fun things, interesting things, I hope moving things. The concert's pretty packed. We have 16 pieces of John Williams on the concert.
Uh-huh.
But I will put some film up and little bits of just images of John Williams and of those kinds of things up. Yeah, we want to entertain people. And there's lots to entertain them with, that's for sure, on this concert.
Well, you're always good at explaining things to people and making the concert a learning experience along with an entertaining one.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. Thank you very much.
And what is this letter I hear about from John Williams?
Oh, yes. I just wrote to him again this morning. He's agreed to just write a letter to us saying, hello, everyone. thank you for, you know, honoring me and remembering it's my 60th anniversary, and I'm really happy that you're going to have a chance to listen to my music. I've crafted a few for him just to say, you know, and he said, sure, I'll write a letter for you, just, you know, a short letter. And he's a really kind man, you know, very humble man. So I was working on it this morning, actually, because, of course, you have to go through his people to make sure everything's cool. Uh-huh. And, you
know. Well, I'm glad you have that kind of access. That's good.
Yeah, I worked with him, actually, in Pittsburgh a lot for 5 years because he was there regularly. Mm-hmm. He was close with the administration there, mm-hmm, and recorded there and did all sorts of things. So,
all right. Yeah. All right, Kirk. Well, thank you for being with us to tell us about the John Williams Tribute Concert, and thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.